Welcome to hopefully the episode that I don't actually mess up. So we're gonna start off things pretty simple. Just some weird questions, you know. I'm actually gonna look up some weird questions. Weird questions. Okay. Alright. Who is the fourth person on your missed calls? I'm not gonna give away any personal information. What shirt are you wearing? I think I'm wearing a Gap shirt. It's orange and it has a little pocket. That is the shirt I'm wearing. And now we're in. So now we can do the item shop reviews. Yeah. Ooh, sheesh. Okay, let's do our item shop review. Okay, so we're gonna start off with the superhero skins that are now in the item shop again. So we have, Joltara. I know most people just use this for, like, the sweatiness stuff. So I'm gonna skip that. We have the hero gear. And now we have Hit It. Which is an okay emote. We have Cryptic. Cryptic has another style. Now, once the Hit It emote came out. And so does Mystify. We have the Enigma wrap. Pretty cool. Has a bit of an animation. Not much, though. Made in Season 9, actually. Wow. They didn't have a lot of animations back in Season 9. Give it a 4 out of 5. We have Victoria Saint. Victoria Saint is not that sweaty anymore. Used to be, though. Okay, Steak and Stalker. Steak and Stalker is pretty cool, pickaxe. It's 1-1, so for each hand. Hopefully they have different animations when each one of them are hit, because one's a stick and one's an axe. Now to the daily. We have Dark Heart, made in Chapter 2, Season 3. It's just Stoneheart. It's just the Kevin. It's pretty cool. I mean, I've seen it a lot in the item shop, though. Riley, I am wearing right now. No, I did not buy this when it just came out, like, yesterday or today. I got it, the second time it was in the item shop. So, yeah. Emoticle. It's just a few emojis, actually. It's kind of cool. I like that. That's cool, that's cool. Okay, we have Rainy Days. Just listening to it. It's okay. We have the Ribbon Dancer. And we have Amazing Cube. Okay, now down to the DC section, we have the Beast Boy Bundle, Beast Boy, and BB's Beast Bat. Now the DC with the Beast Boy stuff has been in here for way too long. We have the Batman Zero Bundle, Batman Zero Wing, Grappling Axe, and we have the Catwoman Zero Bundle, which actually is only a skin and a pickaxe. I'm kind of disappointed, because, like, I thought there would be, like, an emote that comes with it. We have the Snakes and Stones Challenge Pack, Knights of the Food Court, Double Agent Pack, Shadow Pickaxe Pack, Hazard Platoon Pack, and then we have the Street Shadows Pack, which is actually free, by the way. I think it's only for PC players, though. Yeah, the Street Shadows Challenge Pack. It is only for PC players, so if you're listening to this on a computer, go do that. Yeah, that'll do it for this item shop review. It's not bad. Honestly, I feel like I did that way too shortly, because it's only been 4 minutes and 24 seconds, so let's go on to another subject. Oh yeah, we can talk about this. So we have the Wild Week 3, which is called Bouncing Off the Walls. And it's reject gravity and get maximum airtime with increased spawn rates of hop, including items to complete this week's weekly legendary quest. So the drops are easier. And they actually buffed them. So like a shockwave bow will do is just a little bit better than a regular shockwave, like before the update. And the actual shockwave is super buffed. Bouncers aren't buffed, I don't think. But they did add them back to the game, which I'm very excited about. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Street Shadows pack. I'm not sure. Okay, so yeah, the skin's called Ruby Shadows, I think. But yeah, it's pretty cool overall. I have one more challenge left until I get it. I have outlast opponents. I have 305 out of 500. And that'll be pretty cool once I'm probably going to run that for a bit. It's just like a Ruby skin, but like it looks cool. I'm very surprised that it's free. Because like, what about like, you know, like Fortnite wants money. And I don't think that was a good idea for them, but I do respect the idea. Like, it's nice because, like, you know, we're not doing something for the community, but I don't think it was a good play on their part. That's what I have to kind of say about the Street Shadows pack. Oh yeah, also another weird thing. NBA 2K21 is for free on Epic Games. Now, this is not on console, not mobile either. I don't think you can get Epic Games on mobile. I don't think you can. No, you can't. But on PC today, it is currently free. So you need 109 gigabytes to download it, which is a bit much. At least if you're asking me. Because I had to delete a few things. Because I have a lot of stuff downloaded. Right? So, I mean, hopefully it'll be good. Because I did delete a lot of stuff that I didn't actually want. Which is pretty nice. But yeah, I am actually deleting some stuff now that is very annoying. Like, I'm gonna uninstall Sea of Thieves, because that's like a 57 gig. So, 57 gig is definitely way too big. And Star Wars Battlefront 2 is also 90 gig. So I'm uninstalling all that stuff, and hopefully, maybe my game will run smoother or something. I don't know. I mean, it would make sense if it would. Because, like, yeah. I mean, like, the more space you have, the more the game, like, your processor and graphics card can take at once. So, yeah. We've been recording for 8 minutes. Okay. What's another weird question? Warm lighting or bright lighting? Soft tan colored lighting for relaxing or brighter? Okay. Warm. I will go with white lighting, bright. Because bright is just a more fun atmosphere for me, and I feel like I can focus on stuff better instead of like it being super dark. And I like the warmness, but the bright is good for like when you're gaming. Lights off is also good for gaming, yeah. What are some stupid questions? If an ambulance is on its way to save someone and it knocks down someone, what does it stop to help them? Okay. I mean, I would think so. I mean, I don't know if it depends or not. But they might have a spare bed in the ambulance. If electricity comes from electrons, does that mean mortality comes from morons? Oh my god. Alright. Next question. Why does someone believe in you when they say there are 4 billion stars, but check when you say the paint? Why? Check when you say it. I don't understand that question. Um, Anyway, so I actually, so let's talk about the Project McFly. So, I know this is a really random podcast. The Project McFly is a thing, that Razor's making, and so sorry, I'm just blanking out. The Martin McFly Project is a mouse that hovers 6 inches above your mouse pad, so it uses the earth, you might say. So like, let's say you're running a mouse pad space, right? You can just use that, and then it will like go off the table, and you can just like zoom it everywhere. But I don't want my mouse 6 inches above the air. Like, just get a mouse pad. You're saving like $50 already. Like, and also, it's really inconvenient because you can't put all of your hand pressure on it. Like, you can't be comfortable, you know? I just think that's really poopy scoopy. Sorry, I'm just looking something up real quick. Okay, there we go. Okay. So the Marty McFly, not Marty McFly, the McFly project. I don't think it's gonna do. Do you think it's gonna do well? No, I do not. So, Epic adds new restrictions to support creator codes for creators. What is this? Sorry, my dog is barking. Epic continues to crack down on off platform, on and on. Sorry, English. Epic continues to crack down on an on and off platform behavior using the coded support creator program as a leverage. After last week's clicks drama, resulting in a support creator code being removed, Epic has doubled down on their fight against misconduct of all types. So here is Clix's tweet. Oh God, I don't want to go to Twitter now. I'm gonna start being more mature on stream and all social media platforms. Learned a huge lesson about the creator code stuff. I just love messing around and being myself, but with the huge community I have, I need to start setting an example. Okay. That's smart. Yeah. Okay. The developers once again hit the pocketbooks of creators, pros, and map builders alike, with hundreds of millions of dollars being distributed through Epic's affiliate support a creator code program. Any change in this department is massive. This time, Epic took an aim at the most popular map builders in the game, specifically those who are violating Fortnite's terms of services by duplicating and promoting maps for financial gain. This is Sheena's tweet. Epic Games will start disabling support creator codes or banning accounts of users who steal other creators' islands. I don't, yeah, ripping off stuff is not cool because, like, let's say, one map doesn't get into, the Creative Hub, but when you copy it and then just put your support creator code in there, it does. That's stupid. Like, who would ever do that? Like, just, like, copy something and try to, like, make it famous again. Like, I know it's, like, just, like, maybe it's just to like show off that map and like maybe you show who it's by. But stealing anything, like any sort of way, is just not cool. I don't know. Okay. In an extended blog post, Fortnite postured with ultimatum to creators that duplicate their peers' hard work. You will be punished. Whoa. An example of what Epic considers impersonation can be found in the diagram below. What? Whoa. Dude. Ooh, that's not good. So someone copied the impossible escape. The original code was 11122333444. Then someone copied it and put the code as 222-333-444-555. That's not fun. In a bold conclusion, the blog wrote, "And we take action anywhere from disabling the island code and removal of SAC all the way up to an account ban for repeated infractions." Whoa. There must be a clear distinction here between duplicating and innovating. Taking someone else's idea and building it off in a non-plagiarizing manner is completely fine. If not welcomed, top map builders become so popular for creating and innovating various game modes such as Zone Wars, Box Fights, and Realistics. Fraudsters simply copy and paste the innovative maps in an attempt to acquire more supporter creator codes. Okay. Supporter creator code. Supporters. So yeah, they probably just like, they just copy the map. And then they just change the letter for the supporter creator code. And then people are like, oh, this is the maker of the map, right? So they put it in. And then this dude makes money, but the real maker makes none. Like, it's definitely kind of smart. But like, let's be real. If, let's say the creator hops onto that, right? He'll know. They will say it to Epic. And the demands will get banned. So that's not a smart idea. Unless it's just, they're just like, they just don't know about it. And everyone else does, but they're just not telling them. But then, everyone else would have to be in on it. So, not smart. If you plan on starting or continuing in creative map building, do it the right way. Take Epic's warning seriously. They've shown to have not been bluffing in the past. That was a cool article. I mean, I definitely respect how Epic's putting it into terms. But yeah, so how to clean the news. Yeah, I'm just looking over more articles to talk about. Australian FCS champions moving to North America for season 7. Okay. Somebody's taking over Fortnite Creative this weekend. Ooh, this is popular skin returns, but like I'm not interested in that right now. I think that might actually wrap it up. I hope we had a lot of fun talking about that article. Yeah, I'll see y'all in the next one. Have a nice day.